ready? Are we ready? Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk stations. Whatever you want to talk about, I just lay out a roadmap, and if we go in that direction, that's great. If we don't, that's even better, because I want to talk about what you want to talk about. Yeah, big court decision from SCOTUS. I look into the whole story, though. Okay? Don't just listen to the headlines. The whole argument of what they set up to remove DACA with was just... it was just stupid. They went in that Obama didn't have the authority to do that. Okay? Why don't we go with another route that, you know, if the parents are here illegally, then they're here illegally. I just, lawyers, courts. That is one of the biggest problems that we have in this country, is our judicial system. You have an AG that 2 weeks ago said, using a taser is deadly force. And now that same AG, when under pressure from the community to destroy a white officer, now it's not considered use of deadly force. So who's writing the narrative? Is it the media? Who's writing the rules? I thought when it came to law and order, that it basically is supposed to be blind justice. Justice is not blind. She hasn't been for a while. But this is just making it more obvious. And I hope more people pick up on that. We have so many bad situations. All coming to a head. You know, like there's five different rivers all going to one place. But it's not a river, it's a flood. Five different dams burst and everything is running to one location. Here's one sweet thing, though. Woman saw a deputy having breakfast. She went and paid for his breakfast. That's sweet. When our military was under attack 10 years ago, something happened. Everything going on right now, I can't even remember off the top of my head. I paid for, I think it was four gentlemen's lunch. I was sitting there with my husband and we were with somebody else and they were both like, oh, I wish I would have thought of that. So the deputy was touched that the woman paid for his breakfast, but what really got him was the note that she left at the counter for him when he was leaving that said, BLM, but so does yours. Thank you for your service. Breakfast paid. BLM hasn't been around that long. Our law enforcement, They have backed us and been there for us since the beginning of time. Always somebody protecting us. And now we just turn the other way when they're being attacked. And we can't do that. We have to support our law enforcement by every means possible. Do your research. Okay, find out. Just click on the links. If you go in and donate, which I hope you don't. I hope you don't donate to any of these organizations that George Soros donates to. And I will be putting that very long list of 206 foundations, and actually more than that, because there are some foundations that say, again, they don't get money from George Soros. Well, they don't. They get money from Open Societies Foundation, and then they get money from the foundations that the Open Societies Foundation gives to. It's just a way of burying the money. So organizations in town like Antifa and Sunshine Movement and Action and, a number of others, BLM, so they can all feel good about the work that they do. I'm questionable about the groups that support them as well, like Great Basin Foundation. Think about where your money is going and who you donate to. You might want to just not do it blindly. But when you go in to Black Lives Matter, onto their website, click the donate button. It takes you to Act Blue. You might have been hearing about this recently, but follow the money. Because Act Blue, well, let's just say it's basically the clearinghouse for the DNC. This money is not going to rebuild black businesses. It's not going to black education. It's not going to black family support, counseling. It is going to the Democrats. The same party of the KKK. The same party that wanted to keep slavery. The same party that is so desperate to hang on to the black vote that they will sacrifice law enforcement in the process. And everybody's getting on the bandwagon. Hence today's poll question. Please check it out, because it's a doozy. Will you continue to support UNR, or let's make it good for them, because they get very upset when you say UNR. Will you continue to support the University of Nevada, Reno, after announcing plans to bring in Colin Kaepernick, the divider-in-chief himself, to craft policies to make the campus better for black students, black faculty, and all? Yes, no, or other? When did he become an expert? shouldn't they just go to the dean of students who, you know, wants to have black education segregation? Or just race in general segregation education? Say that 10 times fast. You know, Asian students should be taught by Asian teachers. Black students should be taught by black professors. Yeah, right. That's not a disaster waiting to happen. What about whatever happened to unity? So will you continue to support UNR after announcing these plans to bring in the expert on black community relations? Yes, no, or other. Find it at 991fmtalk.com. But it doesn't stop there. Because the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, I want Colin Kaepernick to help us, guide us on social issues. So now for the NFL, it's okay to kneel during the national anthem. No big deal. We're on board. We're losing money. Our ratings are down. So we need Colin Kaepernick. Why don't you just make him? Just make him the commissioner of the NFL. If he knows what's going on. But let's go back to UNR. Because I find it quite interesting that everybody's falling into line, including the airport that has that nice little display of UNR. Well, now the display that once had Colin Kaepernick's successes in it that were removed, they say, for cleaning. What a bunch of BS. In 2016, because of this whole issue, now being returned and will be better and bigger. And UNR will now start having, I don't know what, posters, memories, philosophical musings, additional images of Kaepernick. Because that's what the students want. So everything's being put in place this summer. I knew that UNR was pretty much a liberal pandering ground. But if you continue to support these actions, then you're really no better than Black Lives Matter. And their tactics, their intimidation, what are we going to have, the Kaepernick residence hall? Boy, we're really good at erasing history. Is the Kaepernick residence hall going to be for black students only? What happened to the thought of desegregation and unity? The Georgia University, not Georgia, I'm sorry, the Virginia University that is creating housing for black students only. The Democrat Party, the left, the liberals are literally taking us back in time. to a time I don't want to go back to. I want to be able to hang out with my Black friends and just go have fun. Is that going to be allowed? Make sure you answer today's poll question. Did UNR just screw up, or are we just going along to get along? 991fmtalk.com. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's your live and local FM Talk station, so let's get to it. Talk and text line is 884-9910. Michael's on the line and wants to talk about Colin Kaepernick. Hi, Michael. Thanks for the call.
Morning. What's such a real disgrace to our community is the idea that he walked around that campus for 4 years, and none of us, I would have to say without a few, had no idea that he was a Black kid. And he played his cards the way he did, with a hands-off policy from the Reno PD on that campus. And, you know, we all believe that he was what he isn't. You know, he portrayed himself as growing up in a white Christian family and all those things. And that isn't what he stands for. Not at all. And we got duped by the whole situation. And, you know, I don't know what Harbaugh knew in San Francisco while he was there, but look at the things that have taken place since that. I mean, the league now is kissing his butt, and he doesn't deserve to have his butt kissed.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to – he'll be on an NFL team by the time the NFL comes back. And I'm sure he will be making big money, and Nike never dropped him. So he's got his endorsements. He's still got his millions of dollars, and a voice to create division, a voice to disavow law enforcement, to continue the attack on police officers. It's just not right, Michael. What do you think UNR? Will you support UNR?
I wouldn't let my daughter go to UNR. Graduated from a Christian college over in Redding, California. And
Simpson College.
Back to the matter. What's that?
Simpson College.
Yes, ma'am. That's a fabulous institution. And the thing of it is that as a community, based on what's going on, I don't know that I could participate, but I'd do my best to. If we could get organized to rally that when he's going to be there, that we go ahead and ring the campus and let him know that we don't appreciate what he's done and the attention that he's brought to a university that was once a wonderful land-grant university that they have dismantled over the years.
Yeah. Michael, thank you so much for the call and your thoughts and your concerns of the way we're going. NFL, thank you for the text. NFL, no fans left. Are they going to be begging for people to watch? People are in such a hurry to get them back, get them playing. Let's get everything on the air. Fans, no fans. Let's get people what they want. Is that really what people want? The NFL coming back with the stance. Yeah, you don't have to stand for the. You don't have to stand for the national anthem. Who cares? 884-9910. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Just received an email that I'm going to hold off until we come back after the Fox News update, because this has really concerned me. And I just got a text a few weeks ago, and I really didn't think about it, but it was about the Veterans Administration. kind of stockpiling weapons. And I was thinking, well, that's a weird story. That's a weird text out to me. And then John decided to send me an email to remind me about what went on under the Obama administration when it came to guns and ammo purchased. So stick around, because we're going to run through that list and shake a few cobwebs off of the mind, off of the brain, and bring back some memories. Maybe tell you about the gun club that actually patrols Seattle's leftist utopia. Total anarchists. And they're proud of it. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And it's talk. Talk and text line 884-9910. And of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you want to send me an email. We are going to read a few of those here in just a minute. Paul's on the line. So let's go to the phone lines right now. Hi, Paul.
Hey, hi, Monica. Yeah, I love your show, and God bless you. I just want to thank you for what you're doing, and I want to remind you that, you know, it's the Spirit of God that's operating and working through you for His glory, and He's sovereign, and we are at His mercy, and we need prayer right now in this time, and there's just a real evil operating on that left, and they've taken over, and when we talk about Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and Adam Schiff, and I think that they have been just, you know, played like a fiddle, and they're caught in the middle, and I don't even think that this is so out of control by them, and there's a real dark evil force that's operating behind this from the Democrats, I believe.
I need
prayer right now.
I think you're absolutely right, Paul. I mean, oh, gosh, what are they called? Kentes. The Kente cloth that they wore when they went down and they, you know, kneeled for 8 minutes and yada seconds. You know, those were actually historically worn by African empire involved in slave trade. So
okay. They
can't even get things like that right. And Nancy Pelosi is such a hypocrite. They all are. You know, she tells people to, you know, not go on to Google and Facebook and stuff like that and ban Facebook. And she goes on and spends $200,000 in ads. We have to. I think God is opening more people's eyes to the hypocrisy.
Hallelujah to that. And, you know, this could go either one or two ways. This could be really, really good because they've exposed themselves and played their hand, or it could be really bad to the fact that America, you know, and people are so blind and so ignorant of what's really going on that they're selling out America, and they're going to flip the script. They're going to turn completely on everybody, and there's going to be crumbs left for the masses. There's going to be this is chaos, complete chaos and turmoil. And I wanted to ask you, do you think he's really going to get in, Biden?
No.
Okay.
I'm with you. I think God has a plan, and that plan does not include Joe Biden.
And his mercy is going to extend to us as long as Trump is in there, because he's being used by the Lord also. He is definitely anointed. I mean, you could sense it and you could know it through spiritual common sense. And that's, you know, I mean, you have to be one of God's elect, you know, to understand and see how obvious and apparent it is. And it's mind-blowing how these people don't see it, especially the African-Americans.
Paul, can I burst your bubble for just 1 second?
Yeah.
All right. You're a man of God, and obviously, you know, in the way you speak. But remember, there are false prophets out there.
Okay.
And we can have faith that Trump is going to help us and he is going to solve some of the problems. But we have to be wary and make sure that those fixes don't bring on other sets of problems, you know, like military rule, military control, new sets of freedoms and liberties that we have being taken away. You know, they always bring things forward in the name of our safety, in the name of what's better for us, like the Patriot Act and FISA. But still, we have to maintain our freedoms, because in the Constitution, Hallelujah. Remember, those were given to us by our Creator. Mm-hmm. So we have to keep our eyes open.
Yeah, we got to stand on the principles and hold our integrity in everything.
Yeah. Because I'm there for Trump. I voted for him the first time. I'll vote for him again. I'll campaign for him. But we just have to make sure that, you know, if we go from dark to light, that light is not being, well, let's just say that God, there is no dark in him. He is all light.
Amen.
So if you go from dark to light, you're saying that there's darkness in that light. I know it sounds confusing, but it's just the way I look at things. But but we are there. So God bless you. Thank you so much for calling and saying that. I appreciate you listening. And
we love you and appreciate you for everything that you're standing on. They're having the courage to stand on the truth and speak about the things that are so blessed and expose the darkness for what it is.
Well, you know, I have the courage and strength because of people like you, Paul. So I appreciate it. Let me tell you.
We appreciate you. God bless you.
I appreciate it. God bless you too, Paul. Thank you. We've got more calls to take, and I will get to them in just a moment. First off, though, we have a special guest with us today. And that is he really that special? I don't know. He owns the place. He can come on anytime he wants.
Not really that special. Not feeling that special.
Oh, you know you're special. Jerry Evans, Evan Broadcast Company, thank you so much for joining me. I want to know your opinion on this SCOTUS determination.
If you had misspoke and said scrotum, I would have probably said, well, it fits right in.
No, you know, it really does.
I was wondering if there was ever a time when people, conservatives, Americans, felt as discouraged as I feel right now. And you know,
well, don't bring that up, because there is a survey and the study out that says the lack of American enthusiasm for America right now is at an all-time low since 9/11.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, the left wins at everything they do. Why they're so angry all the time and why they're so full of hate, I don't understand, because they win all the time, and specifically the Supreme Court with the rulings the last couple of days or so. And also thinking back to, you know, Reagan, Bush Sr. and whatnot. The left always, always gets their way when it comes to Supreme Court judges. The most leftist of the left, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sotomayor, on and on and on. They always get the judges they want, which are always extreme left. And then when you look at what the Republicans do, and this may, you know, it's not like a big, deep conspiracy, but it seems like the Republicans get 50%, and they're willing to settle for 50%. If you go back and look at the two judges that Reagan appointed, two judges that Bush appointed, two judges that George Bush Jr., W appointed, they got 50%. Alito, conservative. Roberts, not. Souter and Kennedy, and even Reagan with O'Connor and whatnot. You know, I will say that George Bush Sr., we did get one of the best judges in my lifetime. And by the way, he's black, Justice Thomas. But other than that, the Republicans get 50%. And Gorsuch, huge, huge disappointment. I know this is getting into the tall weeds with just a few other people besides myself who are avid hunters and believe in game management and hunters' rights, et cetera, et cetera. And Gorsuch made that insane ruling regarding a former Indian, tribal Indian, a Crow Indian game warden, who poached, he went off reservation, out of season, killed several elk, and Gorsuch referred back to an 1868 treaty. And it's the first time in my life I ever read one of those treaties, back when they were fairly simple to read and understand before all the legalese, and rule that, you know, back then they could go off the reservation and hunt if they needed it for sustenance. And he did. And he basically opened up a whole can of worms where anybody can go off the reservation at any time, if you're an mm-hmm. Indian, and kill whatever they want, when they want, as much as they want. Now, that's not game management in today's world. And also in that treaty, it says that the Crow Indian tribe has to reside on the reservation only. Now, should we interpret that as every descendant or every person that is of Crow race, for lack of a better term, not race, that's not the right term, but that they have to return to the reservation and live there? That would be insane. But so Gorsuch, the DACA decision, the sex, defining what sex is and what sex, just it's lunacy. And, you know, the one thing that I'll say, as much as I can be very critical of Donald Trump, he gives you enough to be critical of. I think he's, I don't want to overstate this, but he is the last white hope that we have, the last chance for this country to remain somewhat like what we grew up in and somewhat like a constitutional republic country, because there will be another judge fairly soon. Bader Ginsburg is on life support just to get past the election. And you know what Biden will not only nominate, but will get the most extreme left judge. Even though Trump turned to the Federalist to pick judges, they made a big mistake on Gorsuch. Gorsuch has been a big disappointment. Hey, and one more thing before I go, in this world that we live in that's spinning out of control, you saw the charges that were brought against those cops yesterday, a murder charge by the one cop. Now, here's, and again, here's the left, and here's how it backfires, but here's how it hurts all of us. Just a couple of weeks ago, the DA ruled that it may be already on the books as a law,
We talked about earlier in the show,
about the taser
being, lethal force,
a deadly weapon.
Now it's not.
So now if
But that's what's wrong, Jerry, with our judicial systems and the people that get elected. Because you know what? If this case had come up against Aaron Ford, our AG, he would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, and then what's going to happen if there is a court with any common sense is that this guy will not be found guilty, and then we'll be right back to these riots and everything. I was talking to a friend just quickly yesterday about the mistakes that the Founding Fathers made. They didn't foresee the immigration issue that we live with, this insanity that we live with now, where this is just one example of you and I are forced to buy health insurance and then we pay for health insurance for illegal aliens.
We pay for health insurance, but they also get, relief checks.
Tax. They don't pay taxes, but they get tax returns. But this is the other thing, is not only the immigration issue, but lifetime appointments should have never happened, period. For judges, for Supreme Court judges, never. Maybe a 10-year term, you'll go through two presidents. Of course, back when they did the lifetime appointments, they didn't have this two-term limitation for presidents. But at most, maybe, pick a number, 12, 16 years. That, as well as this whole thing of, if you don't have a balance, they missed the balancing of the budget with the Congress getting paid. If the budget isn't balanced, Congress should not get paid.
Nope.
Period. So a lot of things they missed.
And when they're not in Washington, D.C., if they are on, house arrest or whatever they're doing, they shouldn't get paid either. They're not doing anything.
And the one thing you have to give Trump credit to, because he continues to fight, again, a lot to be critical of, but he's the only president in my lifetime that has brought up this insanity of anchor babies. And so you just got to hope and make sure you do what you can, get him elected, and then push hard to get this insanity of anchor babies done away with once and for all. But yeah, so anyway, that's my two cents worth. And you may not agree with me, but if I'm right, what do I always say?
Go to hell?
Yeah.
I knew it was something like that.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Jerry, you too. Thanks for joining the show. Terry, hang on the line. We're going to be right back with you. We're going to take a quick break because, you know, even though Jerry says, real quick, it's never real quick. So hang on the line. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for hanging out with me for a little bit today. 2 hours, it just doesn't seem like enough, but we jam a lot of stuff in here. Talking text line at 884-9910. Let's go back to the text line and or talk line and check in with Terry this morning. We'll get to the text line in just a minute. Hey, Terry, you wanted to talk about Biden?
Yeah. You know, I was gonna bring up something. You know, Sleepy Biden, he is what he is, and everybody sees that. But here's the deal. I think if he ever got in, I think I know what's going to happen. He's going to be there for a little while, and he's going to act like he's sick, and somebody else, the most evil person that they can dig up, I don't know who it'd be, there's so many to choose from, that's going to really be the one that steps in front of the mic, so to speak, as the vice president, and that'll be the one that does all the terror and all the other stuff that might happen with those people. So
I think that's why they're taking so long to announce who his running mate is going to be. I can't remember in the past when they actually made the announcement, how long it usually is, but there's so much speculation about who his running mate is going to be because you know that person is going to be president. And it's crazy. You listen to Biden talk and I don't even know if he's going to make it to November. It's just terrible. And there's the other opportunity right there, Terry, is if he doesn't even make it through all this, who is the DNC? Because that's going to be who it falls on. The DNC is going to choose who is going to go up against President Trump. And then you're going to see people like Michelle Obama get thrown in or, you know, somebody that is going to do just as much damage as Barack.
And it doesn't have to be a black woman. Whoever it is remains in concealment, and that's the way that the evil works. I like your one guest. Yeah. I really liked the way he thought. You know, we all know how evil it all is. It's not what I want to talk about today, but we'll talk about what I want to talk about next week. But I just had to bring that up because people need to figure it out.
Well, I'm glad you did because, for the Democrats out there, I don't understand how anybody can support Biden. But in their mind, they don't understand how anybody can support Trump. So it's just party against party again. So, Terry, thank you so much for the call, and you have a great, great day. How can a president, this is a quick text here, how can a president order a decree by executive action and be unchallenged, and a president, Republican, rescind it by executive action, and then he gets ruled against? John, thank you for that question. That's an excellent question. You know, this is how we just roll down the lines. There's so much you need to be paying attention to. And see, here's where the problem lies. You don't get to hear all of the amazing things that the Trump administration is doing because we're all wrapped up in this BS. You know, the fact that drug lords and drug runners by the thousands have been arrested by our military, that human traffickers have been arrested. They had a group last week of 30. We had two right here in Reno. They got a group of 30, an entire network of human traffickers. But where do you hear that? Where do you hear about all of the good things that has happened and that he has signed into law for our veterans? Can't have that. Can't report anything in the news that goes against their narrative. Like the black officers that have been murdered. The white people that have been murdered by black people. The actual havoc that's going on in Seattle in the Chaz zone, because the CNN reporters or whoever are out there during the day when it's all bright and sunny, and they are too afraid to go back at night when the real harassment starts. You're not getting the full story. So follow along. It really is going to be a bumpy ride.